WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hutt, here to help you build that unshakable inner fortress we all need in this crazy world. Now, if you're anything like me, and let's be honest, who isn't sometimes? Life can feel like a roller coaster of emotions. One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of despair. Ever felt like that? But what if I told you there's a powerful tool that can help you navigate those emotional highs and lows with grace and resilience? It's something simple, yet profound. Journaling. Yeah, just putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. Can be your secret weapon for cultivating inner strength. Today, we're diving deep into the world of journaling, exploring how it can become a cornerstone of your Stoic practice. Trust me, this isn't your high school diary where you spill all the tea about crushes and drama. This is about using journaling as a powerful tool for self-reflection, emotional regulation, and ultimately, building that inner armor we talked about. So get ready to grab your favorite notebook or fire up that Word document because we're about to unlock some serious Stoic wisdom through the power of journaling. First off, think of journaling as a way to take stock of your thoughts and feelings. You know that feeling when something just grinds your gears? Or when you're overwhelmed with emotions? Journaling gives you space to unpack all of that, giving your brain a chance to process it in a healthy way. It's like taking out the emotional clutter and making room for clarity and peace. Next up, journaling helps you identify your triggers, those pesky things that throw you off balance. By recognizing what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and build resilience. Think of it as creating a mental map of your emotional landscape. You become more aware of the terrain, knowing where the pitfalls are and how to navigate them with grace. Journaling also helps you cultivate gratitude. We often get caught up in the hustle and bustle, focusing on what we lack instead of appreciating what we have. Taking time each day to jot down things you're grateful for, big or small, shifts your perspective and reminds you of all the good in your life. It's like hitting that reset button and finding joy in the everyday moments. Remember those Stoic values we talk about. Wisdom, justice, courage, temperance, journaling helps you live them out. By reflecting on your actions and intentions, you can align your thoughts and behaviors with these principles, becoming a more virtuous and fulfilled person. Think of it as training your mind like an athlete trains their body. Constant practice and self-awareness lead to growth and strength. And finally, remember that journaling is a personal journey. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Some days, you might write pages upon pages, other days, just a few sentences. The key is consistency and authenticity. Let your thoughts flow freely, don't center yourself, and embrace the power of this simple yet profound practice. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming as the minutes tick by. Your mind races with frustrated thoughts, anger bubbling up inside you. Instead of letting the anger take over and ruin your day, you pull out your phone or better yet, a trusty notebook and start journaling. You write down those feelings. I'm feeling incredibly angry right now. This traffic is making me feel so impatient and stressed. Then you shift gears and explore the root of that anger. Is it just about being stuck in traffic, or is there something deeper going on? Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed with deadlines at work, or perhaps you're dealing with a personal challenge. By putting those feelings into words, you start to unpack them, gaining clarity and perspective. You might even realize that this anger isn't just about the traffic, it's a symptom of something else that needs your attention. This journaling session doesn't magically erase the traffic jam, but it equips you with the tools to navigate it with more grace and resilience. Remember, friends, Stoic mental armor isn't built overnight. It takes consistent practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to face our emotions head-on. Journaling is a powerful tool in that arsenal, helping us process our thoughts, identify our triggers, cultivate gratitude, and live by those timeless Stoic values. So, grab your notebook, unlock that inner strength, and let's journey together towards a more resilient and fulfilling life. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep those journals flowing and your mental armor strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.